legislation to increase healthy food access may be considered by Indiana lawmakers again this year. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan reports on the outlook for healthy food financing.
Indiana was one of the first states to apply for and receive a federal waiver to implement work requirements for the state's Medicaid expansion program, HIP 2.0. Indiana's Gateway to Work launched at the beginning of this year. Jennifer Walthall is the state's Family and Social Services Administration's, or FSSA, secretary.
It's actually more about connecting people to things that they haven't been able to be connected to before.
Things like education and transportation. Indiana is only the second state to make the move, and the FSSA set a goal early in the process.
We're not going to lose people because of a reporting requirement or an administrative burden or something along those lines.
But many worry they will, and there is precedent for this worry. In Arkansas, the first state to implement similar requirements, more than 12,000 residents lost their health insurance. Many couldn't easily access the online-only reporting system. But Walthall says Indiana's system is easy and user-friendly, and not all online. Members can log work, volunteer, or school hours on computer, by phone, and in person, and they don't have to have documentation.
They'll just go in and say, hey, I volunteered for 20 hours this week, check, and it goes right through and gets the job done. We're not trying to make this a full-time job. We're actually trying to help people get real full-time jobs, and so we don't want to get in their way.
The state will work through existing workforce development programs to help people find better employment. Gateway to Work gives people a list of what it calls partners to help them find jobs or volunteer opportunities. So far, there are more than 200 listed on the website.
We would like to have a cohort of people that are looking for those who have been disenfranchised for a long time and help us do our job better. We can't do this by ourselves.
But some partners are skeptical. Maurice Young works with people relying on Medicaid. He's an advocate for people experiencing homelessness in Indianapolis. Every Wednesday, he hands out bagged lunches at the Central Library.
There you go. You're welcome.
He and his small team also help people navigate health care coverage for HIP 2.0 and other programs.
And then Keenan over there, he does Humana for people who don't know that there's extra benefits that they get after they're on it for a year or so.
Young feels like FSSA is relying too much on the partners who work with these communities.
And it's so funny because when you read through the presentation, the partners do the work, right? The partners are the ones supposed to find the volunteer opportunities. Okay, I can find volunteer opportunities, but how am I supposed to get them there? This is your program. Get them some bus tickets.
He'd rather see a carrot than a stick approach.
Just open it up and offer it, but don't require it as a quid pro quo for your health.
Not all recipients of HIP 2.0 are subject to the new work requirement restrictions. A majority of the more than 400,000 Hoosiers on HIP 2.0 will be exempt for a number of reasons, including age, medical frailty, substance use disorder, and homelessness. But Young says those categories aren't clear in real life. Homelessness is not clear.
Those institutions have different definitions of homelessness. So give me that information.
FSSA Secretary Jennifer Walthall knows it will be hard to reach every one of the estimated 70 to 80,000 people who may have to comply with the work changes. They've gone through partners, providers, and reached out directly to members through email or letters to get the word out.
The hardest folks to reach are the most important to reach.
Members aren't required to report any hours the first 6 months. The full 20-hour-a-week requirement won't be in place until 2020. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.